Good morning. Minchamar this evening is at 4:10. I apologize for the absence the last few days and for not having the daily halacha. So we will turn today where we left off. Halacha tet in Hilchot Chanukah. Hanerot yeh b'shura echad b'shaveh. The candle should be in one straight line. Le'echad gavoh ve'echad nemoch. Not one high and one low. This is not talking about the from the bird's eye view, whether it's in a straight line or not, although there is a preference that it's not curved or zigzag, but just a straight line. Usually this doesn't come up when you buy a menorah chaneki, it's built in. Last Sunday or two Sundays ago, I sat down with my daughters and we made via Zoom a chanekiah with her nursery, and you take the nuts and the bolts and you stick it down. In theory, you could stick it in a pattern, and the idea would be a straight line. But this is talking about the height. Now, they should be, when you look at them from the horizontal, they should be the same height. And one might be confused to assume this means, especially with candles, the candle should be the same length. One shouldn't burn longer than the other. But of course, that's not particularly relevant when it comes to oil. You can have a cup full of oil and one half full, and they'd be the same height. And there's no problem with having more oil in one than the other. It's not about the length of burning. It's about the image. That when you look through a window or you look by a door and you see candles at a different height, that's a problem. And it strikes me there are two possible reasons it's a problem. One is technically you don't want to confuse the onlooker as to what number day you're on. Because if it's zigzag, you don't know which is the shamash, you don't know what day, you don't know if it's different groups lighting. So you want to keep a straight line for the sake of informing the onlooker. But I think it's also symbolically, it is a signal of the pattern of Jewish chronology, that we want to see the pattern of days to be continuous as related to the previous day, that there is literally a straight line you can draw from one day to the next, that every day is a new opportunity to perfect oneself, there's a new candle, a new energy, but it is reflective, it does echo the possibilities of the day before, and that they do have a link. The way we behave one day will lead, please God, to the way we can the next. That's one level of the symbol, and the other is that, of course, if you have different levels, it indicates that different powers on each day, different potential on each day, and we keep it a straight, firm line to say that every single day we have the same opportunity, the same power, the same potential to shine and to climb spiritually. We'll have more tomorrow.